Weiter in Oraisa. We are in Moed Katan, Daf Beis, Amud Beis. Picking it up on 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 9 lines down from the word Itmar. Zog the Heilige Gemara. Ha-menachish ve-hamashke mayim lezroim b'shabbos mishumayim masrinan bay. If someone who goes in his menachish, that means someone who weeds, pulls out weeds, or mashke mayim lezroim was someone who waters seeds on Shabbos, what do we warn him for? Says Rashi, menachish is tolis ha-sovim, rayim, you pull out the bad weed, the weeds, mitoch ha-tovim, v'chi'akri lu tzamche ha-nitvei. When you pull them out, the weeds, it takes out the nutrients from the grass and the surrounding ones and start to grow better. Mashkamayim b'zorim sezorik mayim be'ikrei ha'savim. They throw water on the root of what's growing. What do we warn him for? Rashi says the mayim alacha kochashvinan lei. What malach is it? Devade kotzer lo chashvinan. Is that because it's a kotzer? Shenim eskavin lito ha'savim. Your goal is not to take out the weed for itself. Elo takan ha'savim tomish b'sada. The whole goal of doing that is to take it out in order to be able for the other things to go around it. So what would be the malacha? Rabba amar mishum charish. Rabba says you're over an isher of charish. And Rav Yosef Amar Mishum Zoreya, you're over the Isur of Zoreya, says the Heilige Rashi, Chorish Zoreya, Vekotzer, Avos Melachos, Imper Klal Gadol, these are all Avos Melachos. So Rabbi says Chorish, and Rav Yosef said, because Zoreya, because you're having it grow. Amar Rabbi who said that it's Chorish, he says, Kavasididi Mistabra, what I said makes a lot of sense, to say that you're over the Isur of Chorish, because my darko shachoris lar puyara, what's the goal of chorish of plowing is in order to soften up the land. Rashi says larakich, hai nami mar puyara. And these also, when you weed and you water, it softens up the earth. So therefore, it's the same type of malacha. Amar Yosef kavasid didim sar. But no, what I said actually makes a lot of sense. That is zoreya that you're planting. Ma darko shazoreya letzimuche peira. As we know that the go whoa 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 the way ma darko the derech of zoreya is to cause letzimuche peira, cause a thing to grow more. Hachanami mitzarech peira. So to hear, when you weed and you water, you're causing the stuff to grow more. Amalei apaya l'rabba. So now, Abaye says to Rabbah, Rabbah is the one who said that is Choresh. Comes on Abaye and he says, Chol Kasha, Ulav Yosef Kasha. It's actually Kasha on both here. Why? Lididach Kasha is a Kasha on you. Who says it's going to be only one Choresh? Mishim Choresh him, Mishim Zoreh lo. He tells me only Choresh and not Zoreh. Rashi says, Amai lo Mechai B'Tavai. Why are you Mechai B'Tu? Ha B'Tavai, doing both things. Vashkechina B'Malach, the Mechai B'Tach, you can find him with the Mechai B'Tach, too. If Yosef Kasha, Shem Zareya Im, Shem Chorish Lo, only one of them, what about both of them? Chitim, Kolechadikatar, Til Mechayev Elachat, if you want to say no, whenever there's going to be two things happening, you only be Chayev one thing. I have Amr of Kahan, but Amr of Kahan says, Zomer Vitzorch Leitzim, if someone prunes, Rashi says, Zomer B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, then, prunes means the Zomer is done for vines. So someone who's like cutting them, pruning them, he needs the wood. So Rashi says, V'tzorich le'itzim chayev mishum kotzer, shari tzorich le'itzim. Kotzer, he's cutting the wood and he needs the wood. Pruning is when you cut off the ends of it in order to promote growth over there. And tzorich le'itzim chayev mishum noteya, mishum hazimur gadli tvei, because it's chayev also for noteya, for planting, because when you go and you cut, it helps it grow more. So says Gemara, V'tzorich le'itzim chayev shayim, achas mishum noteya, achas mishum kotzer. You're chayev two things. So clearly you can be chayev two. So why is it that you guys are saying only one at the other? And for the Gemara, Kasha. That's a good question. Good question. Eisver Rav Yosef l'rabba. Rav Yosef says a question to Rabba. Menachish v'mechapa l'kilayim. Someone who goes there, remember, who was Rabba? Rabba was the one who says that a person goes there, Menachish v'mashke mayim l'tzorim b'shabbos is going to be chayev choresh. Right? As I gezocht. That's his Rabbi's opinion. So he's a kashan Rabbi. Hamenachish v'mechapa l'kayim. Someone pulls out weeds, or covers over kilayim. Rashi says shemachasas azroim b'afar. It covers over these things in the dirt. You know, they're not allowed to plant certain things together, and they go and cover over it. Loka, a person ends up getting malchus. Rashi says mishum lo sizra kilayim. You know, they go ahead and plant kilayim. And Rekiva Omer, Rekiva says afamakayim. Even someone who upholds kilayim. What does that mean? Rashi says shiro kilayim zoroi. He sees it's planted. Veinu mevatlus, is not mevatlut. Even just upholding it, okay, makes sense according to me when I say that someone who pulls the weeds out on Shabbos, the hasra is going to be for Zoreya. Rashi says the menachish have a mishum Zoreya, mishum hachi menachish bekilayim loke. Right, the menachish is because of Zoreya, and there that's why one who goes on weeds bekilayim is going to be malchus to asira zriya bekilayim the sevlo sizra. I knew that's back in the bar. Bishlam did amina mishum zareya. I knew that's your zareya b'kilayim, and that's why someone pulls out, and he's going to help the growth of the kilayim. He's going to be chayav for planting. You know, because you're not a plant kilayim. So someone goes ahead and he pulls out by kilayim. He's going to be chayav. Elu dichadam chorish. You go and you say that it's chorish. But your opinion is you're saying only deduct how much mishum charish. You're saying over charisha b'kilayim. Yeah, sira. Is there an iser to plow kilayim? Rashi says the tzarich zuriyas kilayim. Yeah, sira. The b'shas charisha lucky kilayim klal. At the time of charisha, there is no kilayim. And therefore, it must be when you pull out, it's not a tolda of plowing, but rather of zareah. Amalei is the back mishum akayim means that someone's going to be chayiv. Because of Mekayim upholding it, of leaving it over there. Right. In terms of Shabbos, one who weeds is going to be chayiv for Choresh. In reference to Kilayim, though, there's no Isser against plowing. He's going to be chayiv for Kilayim. Hi, frankly, more of Harmin Tiketani Seifa, from the fact that it says, in the Seifa, Rabbi Kiva Omer from Mekayim, Rabbi Kiva says, Mekayim, Chal Tana Kamala, I'm Mishum Mekayim. It sounds like it implies that he's not, he says, not because of Mekayim. Says, Gemara, no. Cool Rabbi Kiva, the whole thing's Rabbi Kiva. My time come, he's saying, my time, like, what's the reason? My time, what's the reason? My time, I'm a Nachish, from a Chapa, Mekayim, Loka, why is there someone who weeds? Right, it pulls out the weeds or covers the stuff in order to make sure that there's it's going to grow. That and the tekelami of malchus mishum mekayim because you're upholding it. Shira Rekiva Omer Afa Mekayim. Rekiva says even a mekayim is going to be chayiv malchus. My time to Rekiva. What is pshat Rekiva? Why? The time willing to the brisa. Oh, he's a good drasha. Sadcha lo sizra kilayim. The pasuk says that your field do not. So with kilayim, like don't plant with kilayim. Eli el zareya, I only know about zareya, about planting it. Mekayim inayin, how do mekayim? Tamlo mekilayim sadcha lo. The actual full pasuk says, behem techa lo sabia kilayim, an animal, you know how to do kilayim, like mating different animals, and then sadcha lo sizra kilayim. Do not plant your fields with kilayim. But you can actually have, we have the word right before it, kilayim, behem techa lo sabia kilayim, sadcha lo sizra kilayim. If you continue from the beginning, so behem techa lo sabia, let's say kilayim, sadcha lo, and you read it like that, that's saying, in your field you cannot have any kilayim. That says, v'afakav dechsev lo sizra kilayim, gorin v'darshin, lo kilayim, lo yehe kilayim, mikol makom shechayim v'telubato. You can't have kilayim anyway, it's a drasha. Tenan freg lo gimara. We learned in the Mishnah. Mashkin beis hashlachim b'moed u'shvias. You can go in water and irrigated field on chol moed and on shemitah. Bishlam moed. Okay, makes sense. You're allowed to go in water and on chol moed. Mishum tircha. Kompseida sharabanan. Because of tircha, that is us doing chol moed. But on kompseida, we're going to be meko. Rashi says, lamitrach b'chol moed. Remember, we say you can't do too much tircha, but we're allowed to do something cholamoid. But what comes later, we're going to have a law, so you're going to lose out. Because the parshin leil, like we said earlier, ela shvius. When it comes to shmita, bein lo adam mishum zareah. Whether you say that someone who's watering the seed is going to be chayiv because of zareh. Bein man domer mishum choresh, or you say it's because of charisha. Zir charisha b'shvias mishari. Is that mutter at all? Do Rashi says han nafka mi b'charisha v'katsu tishpos. Pasuk says from plowing and from harvesting, you must rest. Arminan im eino inyan l'shabbos shenu tzarech. If it's not for Shabbos, because you don't need it. Shari kfar nemer kol malacha teneu inyan l'shvias. Says kol malacha, you can't lo sasu, you can't do malacha. Therefore, you explain that to be working it up for shvias. Oh. Bottom line is, either way, you shouldn't be allowed to do this. What's going on? Why are they doing a Shemitah? Amar Abaye, B'Shvi'as Hishman is that. We're talking about Shemitah nowadays. Rashi says, Darbanan, it's Darbanan. V'Rebbe, and this goes in the world of Rebbe. V'Rebbe, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Well, first let's look at Rashi. D'Amar, Dehud Midarbanan, and Milsa de Pseda, Darbanan. He says it's Darbanan, and in Milsa de Pseda, Darbanan allowed. You're going to lose out. The Tanya rule in a Braisa, Rebbe Omer, V'Zeh Devar Hashmita Shamot. The Pasuk says, and this is the matter of the relinquishment, relinquish. Rashi says, Ksiv Bashmatas Ksafim. It's said about this by money, that if you lend money to someone, Shemitah comes, that you let it go entirely. Rashi says, Amai Ksiv Trei Zimne Shamot Shamot. Why do you say Hashmita Shamot? V'shtei Shemitah Zekasum B'daber. Pasuk number two, Shemitas. Acha Shemitas Karka, V'acha Shemitas Ksafim. Once I wear Karka, land, you have to leave it and not do anything. Once talking about Ksafim, about money, and you have to let it go. V'zman Shatam Mishamit Karka. Any time when you do a Shemitah, when it comes to your land, that you leave it and you don't do anything with it, Mesham Iksafim, that's when you go and you let go of the money it's owed to you. Once you hit the Mesham Karka, you hit the Mesham Iksafim, then you don't have that, you don't get rid of Karka, like, then you don't have it by, you don't have to get rid of the money either, like nowadays, right? So for you don't have to get rid of the money. Says Rashi, Mechlal de'ika zman de'lo Mesham Karka. There's a time when it's not Mesham Iksafim, this man is there. When is that? That's nowadays, and that's how he answers up this question, that you're allowed to do it in Shemitah, because it's just Dirabonon Bizman Hazeh. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.